the globalist terror that is going on right now throughout the Western world. And it is an invisible, largely invisible war. Because why? Because they own the corporate media. That includes many of these numerous suicides that are occurring throughout the United States. Many of these accidental deaths that are occurring throughout the United States. The globalist terror, this period of globalist terror that we're living through right now, is largely invisible to the mainstream person. Not to your audience. I know your audience is not invisible to them, but...
I am proud to offer another great product, ProxyStem Stem Cell Pro. This amazing product supports 8 areas of stem cell health, including the AMPK gene, which in a UCLA study, researchers showed in an animal model that by increasing the amount of AMPK in the body, they can increase a healthy lifespan by approximately 30%. mTOR inhibition. The mTOR inhibition has extended mouse mean lifespan by 33%. Also, biogenesis. The additional PQQ triggers mitochondrial biogenesis, which increases the number of mitochondria in your cells. These are the powerhouses of your cells. The energy-hungry brain and heart is believed to benefit greatly from PQQ. ProxyStem ingredients also increases the amount of telomerase protein that cells make when they are in a state of telomerase activation. With all the healthy cell benefits, this formula is the most advanced formula we have seen on the market. Also, with RevGenetics' brand new formula, it comes in a lower price. This means you're getting the best price anywhere for this product. Click the link below to see studies and to buy yours today.
This is the globalist coin that shows which politicians are actually traitors in your national government. And because they carry forward these agendas, that's how you can identify them. That's it. And the third agenda item is control of economies under the debt slavery model. That's central banks, central banking power, and that's what that's all about. And this is another reason why they absolutely cannot allow Trump to be reelected. Because they suspect something that I already know, and that is that Trump has on the drawing board the plan that he's going to follow to overthrow the central banks and get them out of the United States life, a la Andrew Jackson and others, and others around the world that have done the same thing.
Well, and to their demise. So if he can do this, he'll be the greatest president we've ever had, bar none. And this is going back to how does he keep Main Street, that's doing pretty well, and keep him flourishing. We would flourish way more than anybody even imagines if we get rid of the Federal Reserve, because all that money is going to be, we'll have a real public bank in the way that all of that stuff stays in our country to benefit ourselves. And
they think they're doing well because they don't have a reference point of an economy that doesn't have the controls of the central banks and money that is intrinsically of very little value, that doesn't have intrinsic value. So, yeah, they think they're doing well, and they'll continue to think that because they don't have a reference of a free society that doesn't have the debt slavery model on it. And that's, I believe, that Trump is in the second term is going to bring that forward. And that's going to be, like you said, that will make him the greatest president ever in the history of the United States.
He'll be known throughout all history as somebody that changed the world. And it's the most important thing he could do, because then we could usher in, have the resources to do so much more. You know, he needs to get Big Pharma off her back and all these other things, but those would be possible if he could get rid of the Federal Reserve, because that's their money supply to control everybody. And, it's a big battle. So it'll be amazing to watch. But your fourth one is pretty interesting,
and,
too.
And by the way, before we leave that, I just wanted to mention, and the funny thing is, Trump is not the first one to attempt doing this right now in the world, because there are others around the world who have already gotten rid of their central banks in their nations And that's why they were tremendous targets of the globalists. And number one, of course, is Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin. That's why he is so hated by the globalists, why he is always their target. That is why Hillary Clinton had as her number one agenda item when she became president was to go to nuclear war against Vladimir Putin, against Russia. That was her number one agenda item, and she was carrying that forward. She was already preparing to carry that forward even before she was elected. And so because the globalists want Vladimir Putin destroyed. Another one is Assad in Syria. He also got rid of central banks in his nation.
He didn't have them.
It kept them out.
Yes. How about?
And kept them out.
Yeah.
Which is the same sin. Yeah. It's the same violation, yeah, as far as they're concerned.
What about China?
And so that's why they continue to target him. China, I'm not clear on, but I do know that China is also working with the white hats, with Trump. President Xi is behind the scenes, let's put it that way, on the down low, he is working with Trump.
There's a lot more going on there. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. So there's many, we're also all of the Middle East dictators. The Middle East dictators who were overthrown in the Arab Spring. And I know your audience will know about this. In the Arab Spring, that was supposedly a democratic revolution to overthrow dictators. It wasn't. It was CIA-inspired, CIA-controlled uprising under the control of the globalists against all these Middle East dictators that actually had gotten rid of their central banks as well and went to gold-based dinar, as I'm sure you know, gold-based partial fractional dinar. And they went, and shortly after that, and these were some of the greatest dynasty dictators in throughout the Middle East, and they thought they could never be overthrown, and they were. They were destroyed in the Arab Spring. Including Egypt and several, many others. And that was all because of resistance to the central bank global economy that they threw out of their nations. And that's why they were overthrown.
Same with Gaddafi.
Same as Gaddafi. Same as, I would argue, the same as what happened, JFK, Lincoln, even Garfield, even President Garfield. That occurred. You know, these are things that are little known in our country because people don't have a sense of history.
Well, in history, those kinds of facts, because they didn't win, the winners write history. They don't want people to know that happened.
Right.
So those really important facts are written out of history. And
right.
History and needs Andrew, to be written.
Also President Jackson, Andrew yep. Jackson. The globalists, he threw the central banks out of the United States, and they tried to kill him three times. they attempted to kill him three times, and he just wouldn't die. It's an amazing, amazing story, again, buried in history that people don't really know about.
Well, because, yeah, again, winners write the history. So, okay, so let's talk about four, which is, this is a big one that people get in the news every day.
Yeah, number four is, and again, this is the globalist coin that tells you which politicians are carrying forward the globalist agenda. And number four agenda is the elimination. These are agenda items that will never go away, will never stop, and always keep coming back. Elimination of borders, the nation state and all border defenses. That is a top priority for the globalists and their minions in all of the national parties, whatever party it is. It doesn't have to be just Democrats. It's Labor, it's Tory, it's Likud, it's all of the parties. They all have these traitors in their parties.
Why do they need open borders? What is the point of open borders? Why does that help them with the global? I mean, it might be kind of obvious to some people, but lay it out for us.
They need open borders because it brings about the breakdown of the nation state. That's what they want. The globalists want the breakdown of the nation state. That's why they have the European Union They are so desperate to uphold the European Union and have globalist politicians directly controlling entire areas of the planet. That's what they want. They need politicized immigration assaults against all the Western nations' borders. When you see a large amount of nations all acting in the same way that's against their own self-interest, that tells you something's up. Somebody is controlling this agenda from a higher perch, from a higher place, because it made no sense that several years ago, all of the European nations and others, even Northern European nations, all started taking Islamic refugees, Muslim refugees from all the Islamic nations. I mean, to tremendous amounts of Islamic refugees, and just artificially induced amounts of these. And it made no sense. And yet they were all started doing it at the same time. And their traitor politicians all started advocating, we're doing this for humanitarian reasons. We're doing this for humanitarian reasons. But that was obviously a lie. Because why? Because if you're an investigator and you look at this as an investigation, you could see right away that obviously there was nothing humanitarian about this, because the rich Arab states were not taking any of the refugees from the poor Arab states. They weren't taking them. And that would have been much more humanitarian for them, for this to go forward, because they had familiarity with the language, the culture. It would have been a much easier transition for all of these Islamic refugees. So what does that say? That says, that's a dispositive clue. That tells you that humanitarian aid had nothing to do with this transfer of refugees. It was a military-style assault on the sovereignty on these nations, on these European nations. And they also attempted to do that with the United States as well.
Well, and it's so obvious, because if you bring in too large of a percentage into any one area, it destabilizes that area. They know, people who manage societies, you know, they know what percentage of immigrants can come in before it destabilizes. We're past that, especially at the border cities. Right. And they also know, it's crazy there. And they also know that trafficking is out of hand. I mean, so the globalists are involved in the human trafficking as well. So it's under Obama, there was a Senate report, which I can't find. They scrubbed it off the internet. And it said that 800,000 children came over trafficked under Obama just through the Mexican border. And I just wish I would have saved it onto my computer instead of had a link to it. It was a Senate report. So it's out there, everybody. I know, because I read it and that's what it said. And we're just as bad, if not worse now. And they do DNA testing and they've shown that 30% of those kids are not related to the people that are going over the border with them. And related means it's not their uncle, it's not their aunt, it's not their brother, older brother or sister. I mean, it makes sense that you would go over with somebody who's a relative. They're not even a relative. That doesn't make sense.
Right?
So it's so obvious that
these children, they're being trafficked.
Yeah. And the fact that we can sit on our hands and allow that is traitorous. It's treasonous. It's terrible. It's a crime against humanity to allow this to occur.
And that's because all of these agenda items are not political questions. They are questions of human rights, and are human rights, and the human rights of the victims that are being used and manipulated by these globalists as props and being used by them. And it's just a terrible thing, because rights are being violated all around in each of these agenda items. And so that's why we need to actually re-educate ourselves. We need to actually investigate these areas without the political filter.
Yes.
And we got to remove that, let the scales fall from our eyes. And we need to really look at these areas and look at these as being questions of human rights, because that's what the globalists are violating when they try to eliminate our borders, eliminate border defenses, and continue these assaults on the nation states through these artificially created refugee movements and through these rights for illegal movements. These things are assaults on our human rights and our sovereignty and as our ability to be a nation state. So that's how we have to.
Well, and they say that we're bigoted because we are nationalists. It's like, since when is caring about your own family make you a bigot? I care about my family, my immediate family, before I'm going to care about the family down the street, you know? Right. That makes sense. We have to care about ourselves first to be able to put yourself in a position to care about anybody else. It's right. Just common sense. And it gets back to your common sense question. It doesn't right. mean we don't care about other people. It just means let's make sure we're healthy first before we, and there's a line. I know we don't have to be pristine. We don't need to be have every riches in the world. We just need to be healthy so that we can help other people. And there's, that is, and I agree with them if they push back and say, well, we don't need to have all the riches and we need to help people and all these things and we don't need to be selfish. Okay, I agree with all that. But when we're creating instability and we're hurting children coming in trafficked, that we're, you're crossing that line.
Absolutely.
And that's when, you know, the common sense has been thrown out the window.
Absolutely.
And so this is a hot button for me because it affects children.
Yes. Absolutely. And, you know, one of the interesting things about this period of globalist terror that we are living through, and again, that won't be recognized until we are out of it, until we overthrow it, then people will be able to look backwards and say, yeah, the United States was living through a period of globalist terror during that time. It's amazing that we didn't see it at that time. And yet, yeah, it's invisible because they control the means of information.
But anyone in the media can tell because my stuff is censored and my subscribers don't go up and I'm not monetized and, you know, all these things. It's like, well, what's going on? Yet they take this little girl who's at the UN, who's essentially, you know, and they plaster her everywhere. But my free Alzheimer's trial gets demonetized and or not, I guess they monetized, but they censored the hell out of it. It's oh my God, we're living in tyranny, like you said, terror.
Absolutely.
That's a definition of it, because you sit at night and you're oh my God, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're being terrorized even by a mentally unstable little girl who they are thrusting at us on television. And that leads to agenda item number 5, the final of the top 5, which is control by globalist elites directly over national citizens. And the primary mover on this one is, of course, the global warming scam, climate change scam, also known as climate crisis scam, which is, that's, It's the elites trying to exert direct control over national citizens. That's, and they're using, and global warming, and as you talked about that little girl, Greta, who's been the latest manipulated victim, who's being used by the globalists to try to, and what's funny is one of the great historians, alternative historians of our generation, Dinesh D'Souza, actually did the research to show that that little Greta girl is actually an iconic character who has been used by other dictatorships throughout history to push forward their ideals, of dictatorship. It was used by Stalin. Stalin had a Greta character, a little Nordic girl in braids, that would come forward and talk about the wonderful things in communism and communes, how wonderful it is that communes, how they work and how wonderful they are for people and for families. And the Nazis had literally a little girl, a Greta character, who they used posters of her all over the place to talk to Nazi youth and to tell them how wonderful the fatherland was and how wonderful, how great the things are they're going to accomplish, and all the stuff about the mud races and what they're working against, the good Aryan people. So this character, this Greta thing, is a it's a character that is used by dictators, because the globalists are multi-generational. They have multi-generational memory, the opposite of what we have. We don't even have a sense of our own history. But the globalists have multi-generational history, and they have used these scripts over and over again. And so that's why they're using this this little Greta character to try to impose the global climate change scam on all of us, so that regular citizens will throw up their hands and say, okay, you can control us. Globalist taxes are okay. And yeah, carbon, blah, 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 carbon stuff. Yeah, it's the globalists trying to bring back something like what when in the Middle Ages, when the Pope would give dispensations to people who would fight in his wars, his wars. And so he would create what we call these dispensations that were get into heaven for free cards for anyone who killed people in the Crusades, in his Crusades. And so he would say, okay, out of thin air, he would just say, okay, now you've got a dispensation, you can get into heaven for free if you do this. And so climate change is very similar. It's just creating out of the air these credits that are given by the Pope.
And the sad part is, there people really, like this little girl that's being used, she couldn't eat for, I don't know if that was a story that was made up, she couldn't eat for a couple months, she was depressed, all these things. But a lot of people really
For sure.
Whether she was or not, a lot of people are. And I had somebody who contacted me saying, why are you focusing on all the issues you're focusing on? Did you not see this Greta girl talk? You should be focusing on that issue, because in 40 years, we're not even going to be around. Oh my God. That's how people really are. And I said, you know, this is ridiculous. I go, I come from a scientist, engineer background. Literally everyone around me is some kind of engineer or scientist. And I talk to the top scientists in the world. Literally everyone thinks it's a scam and a hoax and the science is bogus. We do have issues, but this is completely sidetracking us. We have pollution issues. We do have animal extinction issues. We do have some issues. But this is bonkers. It's bogus. You know, I don't want to swear on air. I try to get my clean image staying with us. But this is something I should swear about.
Absolutely.
It's total BS, and these people are scared. They think the world's going to end in 10, 20 years. That's abuse to all of our children. The anxiety levels are already through the roof, and they're saying it's all based on bogus science. And the why can't they talk to, you know, they found a bunch of idiot scientists, maybe 800 of them, that will back it, and the other 200 million in the world say it's bullshit, and they still keep following it. And
well, you can pay scientists to say anything, some incredibly crazy things. I take my presentation, Globalist Terror Agenda, Para Investigators and the Globalist Terror Agenda, I take this all over the United States. And one of the things I prove is that I show people that you can pay scientists to say anything. And historically, I show people all of the ads from 60 years ago, the ads that were on television, on mostly black and white television, that were on television from scientists and medical doctors who showed their credentials and who were plastered all over in commercials and posters saying that nicotine is good for your lungs. It's good for your lungs, that cigarettes are positive benefit to your overall health, to your heart health and your lung health.
Four out of five doctors.
Yeah, and you should buy cigarettes. You should get cigarettes. And I show these ads that people have no idea about. They have no sense of history. And that show these doctors swearing that nicotine, it will help you. It will help your health. It'll help your heart. And it's so good for you. And splashy, colorful, wonderful ads. And there's so many of these. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of these.
Everywhere. Yep.
throughout the Western world.
I taught
from 60 years ago.
I taught an ethics class where we talked about this. This was one of the segments. And in other countries where smoking is still really big, what they do is they put really healthy people running on the beach. They're young, they're beautiful, they're the specimen of health smoking. They do that on purpose. And so it still works in the other countries. They know what they're doing. And today
these same doctors and scientists are being paid mm-hmm. to say that vaccines are really good for you, no matter what kind of vaccine it is, no matter how much heavy metals it has in it, or squalene, or how many other aluminum, or how many other materials it has in it, how good these vaccines are for you, and how they have no connection to exploding rates of autism. And they're great, and they're all there. It's the same usual suspects that are out there getting paid. So for people, that's why I try to explain to people about the scientific, paradigm of deception that we're living under today, which is part government authority fakery, part media, corporate media fakery. And the third leg of it, of this pyramid, of this triangle, is scientific authority.
Absolutely.
Scientific authority. That's all it is.
There's a video that was out there that was put out by, her name is escaping right now. She's a great journalist. She won five Emmys. It's escaping me. I should know her name. But she did a TED talk on how they do fake media. It's great. And how they put out scientific studies.
Sarah Carter?
No, it's not her. She couldn't stay on one of the media big platforms because she wouldn't lie. Oh, I can't believe I can't remember her name right now. But anyways, she talked about how, you know, the big companies would say it, and then the scientists would say it, and then the media would say it. They'd correct internet, like the Wikipedia, they'd correct the stuff. They would hide anything that doesn't say the truth. And then it's a circular feedback loop to all this nonsense.
Right.
And so if somebody's actually trying to search for real information, they're going to find this circular feedback loop that says vaccines are safe.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And they have no idea. They think everything is original sources. They don't know that this is nothing more than a circular loop of nonsense that's feeding off itself. It's
very sad. It's a great report she did. I'm going to put the link below because it's exactly what you're saying. And you're laying it out for people with pictures and everything else. But we got to move on to something that's really cool that you also talk about, and it's just came out recently. Fox News talked about disclosure. They said that Pentagon admitted UFOs are real. That is as soft of a disclosure as you can get, right? But you compare.
Yeah.
And so I want you to talk about this because this is a lot of your experience. You've seen this firsthand working for the FBI, which is just is so interesting. And this really ties into what the globalists know and the rest of us don't. And so you have three different types: partial disclosure, closure, controlled disclosure, and government intel agency disclosure. Can you talk about what these three?
Yeah. Yeah. Those are all the same thing, actually. Partial disclosure is not disclosure. Controlled disclosure and intel agency disclosure, those are all part of the same thing. Those are this intel agency conglomerate with private interests that are right now trying to take control of the, and I guess to a large part they've taken control of the UFO agenda. Let's put it that way. And they are, it's a part of this, and I do all this in my presentation. I show the Tic Tac videos. If anybody knows the Tic Tac incident of 2004, it's that video that has been shown on Fox News and CNN and all the corporate media where they have been ordered to say that UFOs are real. And you can see it on their faces. They look confused even as they're saying it. And this is part of this whole controlled disclosure agenda that's going on right now. It's going on right now, and the government and the Navy is announcing that, yeah, these videos are real. The UFOs could actually be existing. They're actually existing, and this is possibly a UFO right here. And they show what's called the Tic Tac incident, when the Nimitz and the Air Force, Navy. The Navy actually encountered these things that were in the shape of Tic Tacs. Like if you know the old fashioned Tic Tacs, the little white mints, they were actually Tic Tacs that were over the ocean. And they got some gun sight video of these Tic Tacs, low resolution of these Tic Tacs traveling over the ocean with no apparent means of propulsion. In other words, no exhaust coming out anywhere. So they're like, oh my God, this is alien tech, alien life. This is extraordinary. And so they've got several of these videos. And so they're using these videos now with an organization called To the Stars Academy. To the Stars Academy. And they are using these videos to say this is absolute proof of an encounter with alien ships, I guess, alien ships. And so they're using it, and people are so excited about these videos, and they're like, oh. But I do an actual investigator review of these videos. I do it, and it's an actual investigation, step by step, with a formula that I have developed that I use with people called the CUCK investigation system, CUCK, and it's something that can lays out for people the clues and the patterns involved with this, and shows them, you know, what's real and what's not. And it's an incredible, extraordinary revelation when you really are able to look at this stuff and see what this intel agency conglomerate is actually doing and why they're doing it. It's extraordinary stuff.
So why are they doing it? Because people are saying that they're gonna, you know, I have a couple things in my head that we have really advanced technology, and this is their foreshadowing of letting people know that we have really advanced technology. And so they're using this alien thing and saying, no, it's really not aliens, it's our advanced technology. Or they're going to do the globalist agenda and act like there's this alien attack. I mean, the third one could be they're starting right to disclose for real, but I don't know. Yeah. Have you come to some conclusions?
I do believe. Yeah, my final conclusion on this is that they are putting together a massive disinfo campaign because there's this globalist agenda that is trying to push us towards getting us hinked up, getting us scared of alien technology and these alien. One of the things that they do in this, and that the Navy does, and the other politicians involved in this movement do, is that they try to get us to use this language, AAT, anomalous aerial threat. AAT, anomalous aerial threat. They're trying to get us hinked up on this because they are pushing us towards, and there's no other way to say, this massive fake alien invasion. It is one of the great future agenda items of the globalists. They are planning this. It's going to be a huge operation, and they want to see it through. And it was something that was actually predicted by a great futurist, Wernher von Braun, who was the head of NASA during World War II. And he actually predicted a couple of great fake wars that would be thrust on the Western world. And one of them was the fight between worldwide communism and the Western world, and the other one was the fight between the Western world and terrorism, Middle East terrorism, the war on terror. He predicted that, and then he said the final great war that would be thrust upon us by the globalists would be the fake alien invasion that the globalists would use to try to unify us, the world, behind them. And that's what I believe. This is part of that agenda. That's how I believe.
Gosh, I just
and that's what I demonstrate to people.
I really despise them. You know, it's not just George Soros. George Soros is still a puppet. There's people above them. The people with the money are not in the Forbes magazine of the wealthiest people in the world. They're not. And, you know, it's these families. And yeah. Do you believe that these families have a bloodline that they track back to something real? Or do you think they just think they are?
No, I do believe that their bloodlines are real and that they are artificially fertile, and they are artificially reproduced, and they do have bloodlines that track back to the times of the pyramids when they were sitting close to the tops of the pyramids and getting slaves to build those pyramids. And yes, they're real. The bloodlines are real. The 13 families, their reptilian nature is real. The stuff that David Icke talks about and that people try to use to discredit him, all that stuff is real. It's true. And it tracks back to all the, it even tracks back to all this under all the sacred scrolls, all the sacred texts that talk about this sort of thing. And it's all there and it's all real. And they're still around today. And every few generations, their names can change, but their basic nature does not, because they are at the tops of their bloodlines. They are demonic. And that is why also they do not have any creative imagination. That's why they keep running the same scripts over and over again, and they can't deviate from those scripts. That's why you see them doing the same things over and over again through their minions.
Are we evolving past them because we're creative and they're not, and they can't be, or they're
exactly. And that's why they're falling into all these traps that are being set for them by the Alliance and by the White Hats, and that they are falling into all these traps because they can't help their nature. They are at the very tops. They are reptilian in nature, and so they can't change their thinking. They can't change their ways of being. That's why they can't exist without the control of the media. Because if there was ever an investigative media that actually showed what they're doing, they'd be done. They wouldn't be able to get away with anything. I think we are evolving past them. And I think it's being demonstrated by their institutions being taken apart, being challenged. And that's where we are right now.
Yeah, we're just past it. We're sick of it. Will you stick around? Before I get into it, where are you going to be to speak? You give this talk all over, and it's interesting. Go ahead.
I'm going to be doing my presentation, Para-Investigators and the Globalist Terror. I'll be doing my presentation actually Saturday, September 28th, actually here in Tucson, Arizona. That will be at Best Western Hotel here in Arizona. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's sold out anyway. But if anybody's here in Tucson, Arizona, we'll have some standing room available for them, and they can come on down and see me. But after that, I will be at something in Irvine, California, at Portal to Ascension from October 4th to October 6th, 2019. And we have a great lineup of people, including Billy Carson. We have Billy Carson. We're going to have Whitley Strieber. Whitley Strieber. We'll have Jason Quitt, and many, many others. Great, great speakers. And I look forward to seeing people there on, like I said, October 4th to October 6th, 2019. At Atrium Hotel in Irvine, California. It's going to be a huge conference, Portal to Ascension. And I also invite people also to check out my website, where you can buy my books, The Para Investigators, of course, that my presentation is based on, Para Investigators, The Extra Dimensionals, and The Clear Hearers, on my website, johntemabooks.com. That's my website. And of course, my books are also available on Amazon at all times as well.
So if they go to those conferences, can they get a book there that you sign, possibly?
Yes, they can, Yes, they always get my signed books. And also, they come to my presentations. Of course, I always give them a PDF, the PDF of the presentation, so they don't have to be taking notes the whole time when they're in there. It's a lot of good stuff.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining the program. And will you stick around for my Patreons?
Oh, yes, that'll be awesome. Thank you so much, Sarah.